We're in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Abiyuda Ben Say Raima. That's the last, perhaps third or quarter of the Yomit. Just to refresh our memory, let us see the Mishnah. Abiyuda Ben Say Raima in Kaisun Lay Al Niyo Hamochik Lay Al Adiftere. Mipnei shehu yochel lehizdayiv, v'chachomim machshirim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, niyo hamochik, yochel lachzei ulamochkoi, if the paper was already erased, so Rashi says he can re-erase it again. I mean, one looking at the get realizes that it was an erased piece of paper. So therefore, one can re-erase it, ata edim, till the edim, ulakaisvoi, and write over the get, viyavit nai shahoyaboy, and eliminate the condition that was written previously in the get, leimuchachamilse, and no one will realize that the get was erased, that this occurred, the edim nami alamachak chasumim, because the Edim also wrote, that's a title, Niyo HaMochuk, that this whole paper was, had other things written on it to begin with. The whole paper was erased. And now the get was written on the top half. The Edim chasmed on the bottom half. And now they can re-erase the get and write a different get. No one will realize what had occurred. They demnami al machak chsumi. Bechein diftere. Diftere is another case that it is a oyer that is not was not completely transformed into a cloth. Is ein mechak shalai nika. So, also, one can erase things from this oyer, and no one will realize that it was erased. Amar maforish my diftar, exactly what is diftar. Yom ochuk, we know, a paper that was erased. Achramim machshirim, bigmore maforish lo, by the machshir. Now let us see on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Yehuda Memsei Ra'imer, Amar Rav Chiya Barasi, Mishmei De'ula, Gimel Oireis Hein. There are three types of skins. Matzo, Chefo, V'diftere. These are the three types. And now the Barais explains. Matze Kemashmoi. The name Matze is just like matzah is the opposite of chametz. That means the tikkun hapas is with the chimutz. And matzah means this tikkun was not at all accomplished. So here, the oil also, there were not any processes done which begin the transformation from oyer to klaf. Nothing was done. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Sholesh Eires Hain, Chalukin Bishmaiseyem, they have different names, Ubishiyurayim, they have different Shiurim Lagabe Haitzor Shabbos, because Haitzor Shabbos is dependent on what Shimush it is aimed to be used for. So, since each one is in a different process of completion, so each one has different shiurim for the use, what it can be used at the present time. This is similar to matzah. Shulay niskino bechimutz kedas alechem. It was not prepared But chimbutz, like lechem, that's matzah. Matzah, it's missing the tikkun of chimbutz. See, also, this oyer is missing all the tikkunim which transform oyer into klav. So the Gemara said, matzah kemashmoy, deloy maliyach. It wasn't salted. The salt used to extract the moisture from the skin. Delay maliach, delay kemiach. Flour wasn't, there was a process that flour was applied to the oil. Delay offits, and there were gall nuts that also were used in this process of transferring it to a klav. So the last two procedures were not done. The leikemich and the leiofitz. The leimelich, all three procedures were not done. Lamai hilchese leitzoi Shabbos. That there is a special oil, legabi eitzoi Shabbos, that has distinct halachas. And the halachas are dependent on how it can be used. The kama shiure, what is the shiur? That means, what is the shir chashivis that one can use this matzah? Kiduktoni Rav Shmuel by Yehudik de lotzer mishko ktano. That one should wrap around a small weight. Speaking about a lead weight, and lead is a tendency to rub off, and therefore the weight will eventually be very inaccurate if it will not be protected with a covering. So they used to take this oil shel matzah and use it as a covering for the weight. So if it has the shear, there's enough oil to surround and cover the weight, to protect the weight. So that is a shir chashivis, and one is chayiv on the heitzor of oil, which is a shir. The kamo, what is called a small weight, a marabaye berive derive the pumpadise. There was a quarter of a quarter of this was the smallest weight in pumpadise. So memele, that was the shimush. What does Rashi say? Mayuchese shiureyen chalukim, mishkoilish shaloi feres, a weight made out of lead, asuya liyois pechases, so it's aimed to become nechsa, to chelik should become rubbed off, or mechapin oisei ba'er. So therefore, they used to cover it with oil. Shalaitain yishoifis upechesis. It shouldn't be rubbed against, and it shouldn't be nifchas the shear. Riva de riva mishkol cotton shalami hoya. This was the smallest weight in Pumpadise. So if you have enough oil that could cover and protect this weight, so here's a shear chashivis lagabi heitzoi Shabbos. What is chayfe? The meliach, it was salted already, so the moisture was taken out. V'lay kamiach, v'lay ofitz, but it was not the procedure that the tikkun ha'oil that was done through flour and gold nuts, that was not done with this oil. V'may hilchuse, leitzoy Shabbos, v'kamashiloy k'desnan oil k'day lasayis kameyem. That means the Pashtus Lashon of the Gemara would seem that you could make a kameya out of this oil. What is diftere? V'meliach v'kameyach. V'layofetz. There two procedures were done. It was salted. The procedure with flour was also done. V'layofetz, but the gold nuts were not used on it. My hilchas aloitzoi Shabbos v'kama shiurik delichtev olov es haget. That means that if you have enough cloth to write a get, so this has a chashivis, so memelu yechayim al tzor. So this Baraisa is going according to the Chachomet. We heard in the Mishnah Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and the Chachomim, if diphtheria is kosher to write a get out. The Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible to write a get after the Chachomim Machshir. So this Baraisa is going according to the Chachomim, that diphtheria has this shimush, this use, that one can write again on it. So this is like the Chachamim of our Mishnah. What does Rashi say? Chayfe mesukin k'tzas v'roi l'chapis boi kameyim. Now from the Loshna Rashi would seem this is used to cover kameyim. Loshna Gemara would seem lasis kameyim. You make a kameyim out of it. Basically. Lichdev olav esaget, ki rabbonon de machshri, this is like the rabbonon which are machshri. Umiyu klaf gomo de meliach de kemiach per ofitz. So Rashi here is a kashe. So we're saying the different types of skins. There's matzeh, that nothing was done. There's chayfe, that one procedure was done, meliach. There is diphtheria, the two procedures were done. So let's speak about klaf. The three procedures were done. That's, we'll see that's kosher to write tefillin on it. So why didn't he speak about this? Why, like he's just leaving us, he partially told us the cases and then he stopped. Mi klaf gomo, the malif v'knich v'ofetz lo ishmei er. Shemochi lemoni badai. The baraisa is speaking about oiros, skins. All these are still called skins. Klaf is a different article. A parchment is a different article. If all three procedures were done, meliach, kemiach, va'afit, so that's not called oir, that's called klaf. So well, that's why the Barais did not bother to speak about this, because I'm speaking about the, when it's still in the Hitzilas Hashem Oyer, it's called a skin, it's not called parchment. Mishmochi leimoni badai, b'shiyu reit nam b'meitzihem, but there's a shir for klaf also. Klaf delichtoi boi parashe k'tanu shebetvillon, one can write a parashe and tvillon. Av diftrei nekoshe lo tvillon, hukach chiyu rei beget. So here the shir is a get. Loi al haniyom mochuk. Now we get in the Mishnah, let's see Taisvis, that one is not permitted to write a get haniyom mochuk. So Taisvis says, Shaksav al haniyom she'enei mochuk. The ksav is an niyom she'enei mochuk, ve'edov al amachak. Ve'edem are on the machak. Aber schneim alle machak kosh, ik dem rinne bereich get poshet, ein edoim en nimchak pam achas, le nimchak shtei pomen. Now, let us elaborate a little what Taisus is saying. Taisus has a gemara in Baba Basra. The gemara says in Baba Basra, if you had a niyor, which was nimchak once, a different document had been written on this niyor, different signatures. He erased now the whole thing. You want to write a new document. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that's kosher. It means if you'll write now a document, Neilim or Chasman, it's kosher. And there's nothing to be afraid of, because what are you afraid of? You might go and erase the document and write over the document. You'll be able to tell. Because you'll be able to compare the chsima with the ksiva. The chsima was on an iyod that was erased once. The ksiva is on an iyod that's erased twice. So you could right away recognize that something was done to distort the shtar, the get. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, what is the case that's possible? The case that's possible is that the ksav was on niyor she'enei mochuk, the chsima was on niyor mochuk. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of that they might erase the ksav, in my town, a new ksav, and everything will look very nice. It'll look, nothing was distorted. No one will chap that there was a distortion over here. That means if the Eidim would not be on Mechak, and he'll raise the shtas, you can tell he raised the shtas. But here we're speaking about a case that the Eidim were on Mechak, and the shtas was on the Yod. So this is very susceptible to Ramois. So they'll go and erase. They'll go and erase the shtar, and you write over a new shtar, and it looks very, no one can recognize what had been done to falsify the shtar. That's the Ivre in Taisvis. Now, just a few ha'oras. Number one, we had learned Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah Klo does not learn like Taisvis. Rashi says, Yochel lach, the Yoch HaMochik, Yochel lach ze ulemoichkoi, ata edem, ulekoisvei, the Yavit naisha yeboi, ulemuchachimus, the edem nami amachak chsumim boi. So from Rashi we see that Yomochik means enkoisven ala Yomochik, means that the whole Yom was Mochuk. You're not allowed to write a get on this Neo Mochuk, because he can re-erase it. So Rashi is very schwer from the Gemara and Baba Basra. The Gemara says that's no problem whatsoever. If he re-erases it, you can tell that there was, that the Ksav was erased two times. You can tell that. You can compare the Ksav to the Edim, and you can tell that this was erased more times than the Edim. So the Ram brings down Rashi, and he's chaylik on Rashi. He says Rashi is very schwer, because Rashi is fakir from a Gemara. L'chayre, the way Taisvi says, in Taisvin al hanayom mochuk, is very unclear. I mean, the according to Taisvi, the case is the ksav was on the niyo sheinei mochuk, not on the, and not ein koisman al on the, because on the niyo mochuk you can write, because then there's no problem. So then he can't erase it, he can't, because we'll be able to tell that it was erased twice. So ein koisman, and if kois would mean choisman, that'll be very good. Ein choisman al on the niyo mochuk, so maybe that's going on the chsime. That you can't be choisem al on the yom mochuk, and the ksav is on the yom sheni mochuk. The lashon of the Mishnah is a little difficult, the way Taisva says pshat. Let's go a little further. Now, let's speak about the case of Taisva. A woman has a get. A woman received a get. She shows this get, is Eidim Gechasmet, on this get, Liniyor is Eini Mochuk, the Eidim Arana Machak. She comes to Bezin with this get. There's no Shaila that this is a kosher get, because I see claw, there was no erasing dumb that could, for her benefit. I mean, the Eidim are on the Machak, so you have Eidim over here. The Eidim will be Mekayim, the Eidim, so that's no problem. The Shtar we see is on the Yor, that's Eini Mochuk. So the Emerson, according to the way Rashi learns Pshat, forgetting about the Gemara Baba Basra, Rashi seems to hold on the Yor that was once erased, you can never recognize if you'll re-erase it. Fine. So, niyo mochuk is a niyo that we have no insurance that it was not re-erased. Fine. So, according to Rashi, it's very good. But according to Taisus holds, that's not true, because a niyo mochuk is gewaldic. You can recognize if it was re-erased. So, niyo, in case of niyo mochuk means a niyo sheinei mochuk, and the chsime is on the machak. So what's wrong with it? So what's wrong? What's wrong with this get? I see claw wasn't tampered with, because the ksav wasn't. was written on the Neyor Sheinei Mochuk. So it's on the Perishimus, he says, so we have to say, Chazal asked this get als Gzeire L'Chaire. That means this get is a dangerous get. She won't come to Bezin with this get in Kaisvin. That means now, when we're writing the get, we're giving over the get, we ask her to write on such a get. Why? Because this get is very dangerous. That means if she'd be Mekayim the get now, I have nothing left to worry about, but I'm afraid when she comes home, she's going to take this get as a dangerous weapon for her. She can go now and erase the ksav, and no one will realize what she had done. So that's why Chazal passed the get. That's Poshep Shat. There's a kasha from Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega asks a kasha. The Gemara is going to say later that the Chachomim are machshirim. Who are the Chachomim? Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza holds Eidim Mesire Karsi. So the Gemara says later, so if it was given over b'fnei Eidim Mesire, so there's no problem. Because they noticed the get Mishas Mesiris Haget. So now if you'll call them, they'll be able to recognize if there was some tampering done to the get. But Rabbi Kevega, he doesn't understand. The way the get is now, you don't need Eidim Mesiris. I can also recognize there was no tampering done with the get. And if she tampers later with the get, she'll bring the get now to Beznin, and this is the get we saw, the Messiah, wonderful. 10 days later, she'll go and erase the get, and write a different get. Now, in the different get, l'chay, you don't need Eidim Mesire, because you only need Eidim Mesire, l'chay, for Chachomim Machshirim, for a get that is a chash, it was Mesayev. But if it looks now like a very kosher get, everyone will rely on the Eidach Sime. Because you don't see any tampering. We won't know what happened before. So then we'll rely on Dei Dechasime. So we have a kilkul. So the Kevega lies by Tzorchi and Gali doesn't understand how this works. That means we have Eidim Mesire, and when Eidim Mesire comes, they're not accomplishing anything. And later, when she will tamper, we won't realize we need Eidim Mesire, and then we'll rely on Eidim Chasime. This is a problem. Let's see the next Taisvish. Sholish Eirisayim Perish Bekuntris, the Klav Gomel Eichoshu Badayu, the Loi Shmei Oir. That means the Bereisa only enumerated 3 Oiris, because we're speaking about Oiris. There are 3 Oiris. If all the procedures were done, Maliach, Kamiach, and Ofitz, that's called Klav. Voidei Maridu, Leimoni, Badaya, Klav, Mishim Deved, Yutnan, Sheshiyurai, Kedei Lichtei, Pashek, Tane, Shebet, Filu. The Mishnah, Mesechta, Shabbos, that speaks out the Shiyurim of different articles, Lagabi, Shabbos, what is the Shiyur? So the Mishnah says klo that the shir of klaf is lichtayv parshek tanesh betfilin. That is the shir of klaf. So why does the Baraisa have to speak about klaf? The purpose of the Baraisa is to tell us the meyuchadika halochas for each oil. So klaf, I don't need a Baraisa. The Mishnah says the shir of klaf is parshek tanesh betfilin. So Tzai says a different terror. It's why the Baraisa didn't speak about Klav, because the Mishnah said already the din about Klav. ואף על גב דשיר חיפדה וכדי לסיס כמי ישני במשתפק. So that's a teretz. So the Baraisa avoids mentioning halachas which were mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the shir oyer is lasis memena kemeya. So why do you speak about chayfe? Chayfe already is mentioned in the Mishnah. Mikomakum lehiske chayfe be'edi b'masnis. So Tosfos answers as follows. That means the Mishnah says the shir oyer is lasis memena kemeya. But the Mishnah is very unclear. What oyer are you speaking about? There are three types of oyers. So since the Mishnah did not specify which oyer the shir is lasis memena kemeya, so that is why the Baraisa spoke about these three oyers, because to tell you that there are different types of oyers and oyer and the oyer of chayfe, that's the shir lasis memena kemeya. The lichtoim olov asaget haino kerabono. The machshrei adiftreis. This baraisa that says that the third oyer is kosher lichtoim olov asaget, and that's the shir haitzol agavi shabbos. That's the tana of our mishnah. Alohochi maisi lohochi. That is why it comes into daf chav beis mesechtes gittin, because we want to bring this baraisa that the tana of the baraisa holds like the chacham. Ve'elu ha'shiyurim einon lefich shivis ha'oyer. So now Taisa says the shiyurim are not according to the shivis of the oyer. The yeshu choshu v'shiyuroi godol min ha'garua mimeno. That means you can have something, perhaps, a get, which is the most choshev of these three oyeres, the most of the procedures which are done with her were done with the diftere, and the shir is a bigger shir. Mustama get, you write the 12 shuras, Taisus Botan and the base. So Mustama get is bigger than the other oiris. Elakol echot shiru b'meshagi umlasis mimenu. That means, it doesn't matter about the chashivis of the oyer, how ma'ubiv it is. It matters about the shimush of the oyer. So mamela, whatever it is oymed lishamish, that is what, that gives us the guideline what the shir haitzo is. Zogt die Gemara weiter, v'chachomim machshirim. Zogt die Gemara, man chachomim. Who are the chachomim that hold that difter is kosher? Omar Rabbi Elozer. Rabbi Elozer, he says, Rabbi Elozer, Musama Zahamayri, that the mission is going according to the Tana Rabbi Elozer. The Omar Eidim Mesire Karsi, he holds Eidim Mesire Karsi. Let us see Rashi. Man chachomim kloima manin hu, who are they? Umay tamayu the machshri. Why are they machshir? A get that can be tempered with. Abolozai, the omar simis a get eina minatayre. Minatayre Eidich Sima did not help. This is like Taisvist Abdalit, that according to Rabbalah's Eidim Mesire Karsi, not like the Shita Sarif, but Eidim Mesire Karsi means Eidim Mesire are also good, but if you use Eidich Sima. Now Eidim Mesire Karsi means you'll need only Eidim Mesire. Eidich Sima not good minate. Lamar Sima Saget, Eidim Minateire. Bulei Sagi Lemeisvei Beloi Eidi Mesire. You cannot give over the get Beloi Eidi Mesire. The Inu who the of the Krisus. They're the one that make Krisus. Tal Kochoch Beinen Eidin, the Alfinen Elve Dover Dover Mimom. Now Rashi is saying, a lot of inyanim here. Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, according to Rabbi Loza, chsimis aget eina minatech. That means, because of lo sefer krisus, does not mean v'chosam. Because of lo sefer krisus means that we write, that's the ksav, because of lo sefer krisus. And therefore, so this ksav has to be nimsa b'fnei eidim esire, the inu dove krisus. And we need eidim, because we learn that erva dovo dovo mimom. Now, the Ritas Loshon of Rashi would seem, so Natar Shmuel, he brings such a svara from Pnei Yeshua Vaitel, and I think what I'm telling the Olam now is Al Kaponim Merumis and Ashikim Kebetzis and Ksubis could be in Lomdis. There's a Moiridik Echilik between Rab Meir and Rab Elazar. Rab Meir says Eide Chesime Karsi, and Rab Elazar says Eide Mesire Karsi. So the Machlokes is not only the Eidim of Chasme, the Eidim of Witness, the Mesire, not only which Eidim are the one that create the crisis, but there's more to it. According to Rab Meir, that old Eidim Chasime Karsi could very well be the Eidim Chasime make the get for a shtar. That means that they're making it a shtar. Now, the shtar is a document that's kairos. That means when it is given over to the isha, the sefer is kairos. There are conditions. It has to be given over. It can't be tligitach. These are only conditions. But the krisus lemaise is the sefer is kairos. Sefer Kersa. Sefer is Kersa. And the Eidim Achsumim Aleha, these Eidim make it for a Sefer Krisis. Dachsach Merdes Achasam Sefer and Avbezom at Beis. That says, according to Rab Meir, making a get is a Dover Shebe'erd. That means making a Sefer that could break up issues, that's called, I'm creating a dover shebelde. By, this is done by chasmening on the get. So the dover shebelde pochus mishnaim, according to Rab Meir, is the creation of the dover shebelde is the asiyas haget. And the eidech sima make it for a get. According to Rab Lozo, that holds eidem mesire karsi, could very well be, it's not pshat as we're making a get and the get is kairos. No, pshat is, because of lo sefer krisus v'nosam b'yoda, that how Eidim witness, how this document was given over to the Isha, they are making the krisus. In who the of the krisus? They're making the krisus. Not they're making it for a shtar, and the shtar is kairos. No, they're not playing second fiddle. They're making the krisus by witnessing. So maybe if we are making the krisus by standing and witnessing it, so you need to aid them, because I'm creating a dova shebelva. The dova shebelva is through that I'm making a neshesish, eisesesish, by witnessing how this Sefer is being given over from the Ish to the Isha. Fine. So now Rashi says, min ha-teire, you need Eidem Mesir. Ve'ilkach, lo'ich ha'ishinun l'dil mezaife. So we're not afraid, maybe it'll be Mizayev. The Amoram Sricha LeMikraya, because we learned before that a get that is given over Bifnei Eidim Mesire, it is not sufficient for them to stand there and see a document given over. They have to read the document. Sorech LeMikraya. The way, if we're saying Inu the of the Krisus, they're making the Krisus by realizing and by being aware of that Divrei Krisus are being given over Meish Leishtai. Now, so Minna Teire, we need Eidim Mesire. We have a Beit Noi in the Yodi. So if there was a tonight, they'll be aware of it. Umandi Omar Eidi Mesiri Iker. The man the Omar that says Eidi Mesiri Iker. Aboli Nosrei Tzricha Lohovi Eidim Shanim Salifneya. So if a person gets married, you have to bring the Eidi Mesiri. Aval Ramei Domalei Binyan Eidim Mesire, but according to Ramei Oz, you don't need Eidim Mesire. The Shtar makes the Krisus, and the Eidich Sime makes the Shtar. Zikal Ameichus Leziyufi, the man the Somech Ha Eidich Sime, the one who relies on Eidich Sime, Isha Haboli Nose Beget, an Isha that will get married with a get, Eino mevil of an eino eidem achsumim, but she never brings the eidem achsumim. Im yesh makirim bechsim osam, bim yesh no viziyav to leke the yoda. So, Rashi says, that if you hold eidem achsim mekarsi, it is never necessary to bring the eidem achsumim by. All you have to do is bring the bimekayim dechsime, and the eidem achsume boi bechsimos am amed on the kashrus haget. So mamele, if you have a get that's yochel is dai. Let's say the way Rashi says, probably speaking about and the yom mochuk, everything was erased, and Rashi holds if you re-erase it will not be nikah. So this is a kilko. This is a kilko because we will not bring the Eidech Hasime and we'll rely on the Eidech Hasime, and the Eidech Hasime are not reliable since the get could have been tampered with. But we'll get back to Rashi. Let's just see Taisus for 1 minute. Man Chachomim Rabbalozo. Perish bekunteres, da omar eidi mesire iker, va boli no se tzich lohovi eidi mesire. So we learn Rashi, so Rashi seems to be saying that a woman can never get married without eidi mesire. V'davka hoche. So Taisa says, well, that is not true. And not according to Rabbi Lozo, whenever you get married, you need eidi mesire. V'davka hoche al dover sheyochel is daif oi merashi detzrich eidem mesire v'shor shebo lehinosei. Davka over here v'dover sheyochel is daif. Avol begitten aksuvim v'dover sheyne yochel is daif. Yechoylo lehinosei de eidech sime. Rafila rabalos, v'kdom epek pasre, mais lo bereish mechilten, v'in eidem chos malaget elimnetik en ha'imam. That means, according to Rabbi Lozo, there are Eidich Sima on the get also. And the purpose of these Eidich Sima is that she should not have to bring the Eidim Mesire. She should not have to bring the Eidim Mesire. She can rely on the Eidich Sima. So we have to add a few words in Rashi. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Lozo, we don't rely on the Eidi We always have to bring the Mesira. That's by all getting. That's by a get. That's an Adabah Sheyochel is Daif. A get that's Yochel is Daif, then we cannot rely on the Eidah Chesimah. But normal get, we rely on the Eidah Chesimah also. So then we have a big problem. So according to Rameya, Rashi says, "Avlamei the Omer lebin in Eidim Mesira ikal meiches leziyufe." The one who relies on Eidim Chesimah, he'll be mekayim the get and finished. Now, how can one do such a thing? If it's a Yom Mochuk, so everyone knows, what is Pshat and Rashi? How the Taisvah understand Pshat and Rashi? He says, according to Rabbi Lezer, Taisvah says, you also can sometimes rely on the Eidah Chesimah. In the Eidah Mechoyis, we get an Eidah Chesimah, but in the Eidah Chesimah, you rely on the Eidah Chesimah. So if you rely on the Eidah Chesimah, so what is Rabbi Lezer different than Rabbi Meir? So they says, but no, I stop Sheyochel is Daif, we won't rely on the Eidah Chesimah. So we won't rely on the Eidah Chesimah according to Rabbi Meir either. I mean, if it's Ksav Yochel is Daif. Here, Abel Rabbi Meir, Dama Lebin, and Eidah Mesire, Ikal Meir, Shle Ziyufe, we can be had the man the summer chaydech sime isha aboli no se beget ain't a mivot name no either machsumim boy. And yes, my kiran bechsim also. And yes, no visi after like the other. So Rashi is very, the way Taisa says Pshat and Rashi is very unclear. So what is the difference when it comes to Rabbi Lezer? There's no problem. We'll realize we can't rely on the chaydech sime. When it comes to Rav Meir, so we have problems. We have problems. I think the Torah Shmuel brings down from the Torah's Gittin, in Kaisman, lay on the Yom Mochuk, lay on the Diftere. The Mishnah is telling us, Allah, one does not write on the Yom Mochuk. One does not write on the Yom that can be tampered with. So according to Rabbi Lozer, there's no reason for not to write on it. That means she could get married with such a get by bringing the Eidah Mesira, and the Eidah Mesira will be able to recognize if it was tampered or not. According to Rav Meir and Kaisvin, because here, she won't be able to get married with his get, because we will not rely on the Eidah Chesimah. So the Teres Gittin says, so we'll call the Eidah Chesimah, we'll ask them if they notice if anything was tampered with. So the Teres Gittin says that Eidim Mesire realize that they'll be asked to be made on the get. So Memela, when they read the get, they make sure to remember if there were any conditions, there weren't any conditions. Eidich Sime are normally never asked to be made on the get. So that is why they will never know the difference. If there was a tnai, if there wasn't a tnai, they don't. Since it's not so important for them, so they won't remember. So that's the problem. So she'll be stuck without a get. That's why in Kaisvin, I think that's what he brings from the Teres Gittin. And my Rashi said something on this Taisus, but I don't recall what he said. Weiter. Aber Masha Pesh Pekuntas Rab Meir Isha Bol Inose Beget Hakos Vavavosh Yechad Yizbay If Eina Tzrich Eide Mesire Eide Machsum Imboi Eina Mevi Lofaneinu Im Yesh Mekir Musim Osam Vihavi Botnai Ziyavte Leke Diyode Mashme. So it seems from Rashi, Diavisadi Kamon, if we would bring the Eidim, Eid Chasime, Avikosha, but we're afraid we won't bring the Eid Chasime. Yev Shalem came the Lameya Bini Shemuchach Mitoche, Kedamash Beresh Kalaget, Vodov Shachel is Daif Ein Mechiach Mitoche Klo. Now, the Emerson, that what Taisus asks from Rashi is a machlokes harishayim to begin with. So this kasha is not such a shver kasha. There's a machlokes Taisus holds that according to Rameyer, that holds Eidach Simekarsi, by looking at the get, one should be able to figure out what occurred. For example, let us say there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the city. They have two wives, Rochel. Each Yosef ben Shimon is a wife, Rochel. Now, one Yosef ben Shimon wrote a get to his wife, Rochel. He gave it to her. So according to Tosfos, according to Rameh, it's apostle get minatayr. It's apostle get minatayr, even though there's no dion which Yosef ben Shimon it was, because the Eidim Hachsumim have to tell us what is happening. And if after the Eidim, I look at the Eidim Hachsumim, I look at the Shtar, I can still ask a question, which Yosef ben Shimon gave his wife a get? And I don't know, I can't figure it. I can't figure this out from the Eidim. So Tosfos learns it's apostle to get. So Tosfos, in Rashi, in a lot of Rishonim are chilek on Tosfos. There's no such thing. So Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi. That means Meritas Loshen Rashi would seem that Meritas Loshen Rashi would seem that the Chesoron according to Rameyer is because we'll rely on the Eidach Sime and we can't rely on them because maybe it was Nizdayev. Maybe it was tampered with. So Tosfos says, no, according to Rameh, it's possible in HaTorah, because, so Tosfos is Moisef, a get, that by looking at the Eidach HaSimah, I don't know what was written in the get, because it can be tampered with, so that's possible in HaTorah. That is Tosfos Kash and Rashi, but, Be'ezer Hashem, and we'll come to Daf Chavot Aldom Beis, we'll see that this is not a Dover Poshet, that it is like that. That according to Rameh, you need Muchach Mitoche. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. The Tana Rabbi Elazar, with Eidim Mesire, one can write an Aksav Sheyochel is Daif, because the Eidim will be able to recognize if it was tampered with. Vehichshir Rabbi Elazar Elo La'alta. But if the Eidim Mesire did not come right away, the day she got to get, they didn't come to Bezin. They come 10 days later, and you show them the get, and they say, oh yeah, this is the get that was given over. So then it's no good. I feel according to Rabbi Elazar, Chayshinen Duma Ave Beit Noi Viziyavte. The memory of Eidim is Mugbu. The same day they saw the get, they'll remember, they'll be able to recognize if any tampering was done. But after a period of time, 10 days or more, they will not recognize this anymore. So according to Rabbi Elazar, they'll be apostle again. Rabbi Yochanan afilo mikana desoriyom. Dimisa d'ave beitnoi mitkad chiri no edem. They read the get, they read it very carefully, realizing that they'll be asked, and therefore it's a kosher get. Let us see what Rashi says. If they look at it and say that no tempering was done. Elo liyalta, shiviyosa lebezn b'yem shanim salo, loidiya shigrusha. So as soon as she got the get, she came to Bezn. Yatiru alinose, and they'll be matara to get married. That even the idna have this just occurred. Obey the mesira. We're not afraid of tampering. But if this is done 10 days later, so we're afraid. This the yafte ukvar shakru or edim, and they even forgot about it. And so that's the machlokes Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Loza holds. We only rely on their memory the first day, but later we don't rely on them, and Rabbi Yechonah holds, no problem. But Omar Rabbi Loza. Now Rabbi Loza said something else. Lehichshe Rabbi Loza ala begitin. Avo b'shar shtar islay. D'chziv nesatem b'klicheres l'man yam do yomim rab. Rabbi Yechonah no ma'afilu b'shtar is that it's good also. See, we're speaking about Ashtar Shiochel Izdai. Taksiv Laman Yamdu Yamim Rabim Hosom Eitzve Teve Kamashmala. Let us see Rashi. Elo Begitin De'enon Asuyin Elo Lahatiro. The purpose of a get is only to be matara, to be kairis. V'yichayla Leviye Lebezn La'alta Piyatiruha to be matara. B'shuv ein atzrich leget, ekimin shutra bebezn, yesh zikoron v'kerledovo. So there's no problem. You don't need a means. This can be taken care of. Rabbi Loza l'shitos, Rabbi Loza holds that the first day they remember. So memela by a get, all you have to do is bring it to Bezn, and we'll realize that she was geget, and found it. Avo b'shtoris, the kaimi ligavaina, about shtaraya, but say it's Rashi speaking about a shtar choiv, the kaimi ligavaina. Bidilma le mafik le azman oruch, it could very well be that she will not be mighty this shtar, that the malva will not be mighty this shtar, only after a long period of time. Vishkhu eidim mesiras adobo. That means a shtar raya. So there we can be afraid that the Eidim Mesira will forget and they will rely on the Eidich Sime. Yomim Rabim Almi Bin and Dova Roy Lamid Luskai by Kobi Yomir Bishitrei Mech. Now let us see Taisvitz. Avo bishtoris loy, perish bekontris, tekai mili gavayne, vidumu le mapik le yadzman oruch, vishkuch le di mesira sadova, samchina neidach sime, vuhu mizai fzav elyim, vuhoi samayi demayim et bimkoyim, e perusha idochuk. So here, on this Gemara, Taisvitz has the kash we asked before, the lomo yeshlono litais felisma chaleidach sime, vidova shiochel izayit, he says, Rashi is saying that something that is oimed to be nisbara in the latest month, that means it's oimed to be used in the latest month, so the Eidim Mesira will forget, and we will rely on the Eidich Simit. So Taisa says, why should we rely on the Eidich Sime? Why should we do such a thing? The Loma Yeshlon the Litis Lismach al Eidich Sime Bedova Shiochel Ezaif. Shaz why Taisa Nesis Kasha before. Ashi seemed to say the same thing by Get. V'nigel Rabbeinu Yitzhak. The time and Mishum the Gzeres HaKosovu. Leimashri b'shtoris afilu la'alta. Not the way Rashi said. No, I have a posik. Leman yamdu yomim rabim. That's atnayin ashtar. that the shtar has to be capable of being used yomim rab. So afilu, you'll bring now the shtar with eidim mesira. It's going to be, it's apostle shtar. The bin roi lamid yomim rab. So memele, a shtar with eidim mesira alone will not help. Rabbi Yechon Noma afilu b'shtaris. The Rabbi Yechon Tamei defilav the sorayam imitkad dechiri. So now Taisus is saying that other Taisus lom shat in the Gemara. Rabbi Loza came up with such a psul. Rabbi Loza tainted as the pasuk says every shtar has to have a lifespan of yomim rabim that it can be used a few years later. So Eidim Mesira are not good. Shtarai, Eidim Mesira are not good by Shtarai because it's not Roilam and Yomim Rab. And Rabbi Yechon and Lushitos, that was the previous Machloikis, if we assume that Eidim Mesira remember. Rabbi Yechon and Lushitos said that yours Eidim Mesira do remember. So Mamele, so what's your problem? Man Yam do Yomim Rab. Eidim Mesira remember, so it's Yam do Yomim Rab. So Taisus, that's what Taisus wanted to learn Pshat and Digamot. There's a Xeris HaKos for Manyamdu. According to Rabbi Lozo, with Eidim Mesira, we don't have this Xeris HaKos. We can't be Yoitz and Xeris HaKos with Eidim Mesira because they're going to forget. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I could be Yoitz and Xeris HaKos because they don't forget. So now Taisus got stuck. B'hod the posh b'ksiv l'manyam de yomim ram. So what's the kasha? The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan, and b'ksiv l'manyam de yomim ram, the Muslim says, kakasha Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, well, Eidim Mesira, they do remember. What's the kasha? The whole flow of the Gemara is shvena according to Taisus. According to Taisus, they're going to Shitosam, so what's the kasha? And Rabbi Yochanan, for all the folks who manyam the Yom Rabbim, Haina Mishum, Svalkedaitan, the call of Mutesh Torah Skosi. What is the apostle coming to tell us? Dila Pochi Lamayos. So that means that Moses is asking a kasha for Aksiv. That means if according to you, every star is Roy Lama Yom Rabbim, because the Eidim Mesira will remember. So what is the Pasuk coming to tell us? What's the purpose of the Pasuk? Every Shtar is a Manyam, the Yomim Rab. So Kochoch, the Pasuk is coming to tell us, no, that there are certain Shtars that are not Yam, the Yomim Rab. That's a Shtar with Eidim Mesira, but Shechel is Dai. It's not Yam, the Yomim Rab. So that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. So he says, no, the Pasuk isn't telling us that it's possible Shtars. Because with Eidim Mesira, it's always kosher. The Pasuk is just coming to tell us it's a type. Why did Shlomo the Davke begitten come Rav Yochanan da da sore yomim dechiri? Now Taisus wants to say fakat that the whole machlokes before was by gitten da da sore yomim dechiri avo b'shtorish sheyesh roiv tnoi. By shtorish there are many conditions written in loy dechiri. And he won't remember. Davke la'al tamach she'er some meile afilu according to Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba the Rabbi Lozo, that says that if we'll have the Sora Yomim, and some more also, we could ask the Eidim Mesir about the get, that's Afka by get, because there's not a multitude of conditions in a get. But in a Shtar moment, there's usually a lot of conditions that Eidim will also never remember. So Memele, so there Rabbi Yochanan is Moide, that such a Shtar with Eidim Mesir is not Yochalam Yomim Rabbi. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, so I feel la'alto it shouldn't be good. And that's what Rabbi Lozo holds. Rabbi Lozo holds la'alto it's no good because in Yom Yam the Yomim Rab. In fact, the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan, so what do you do with the posse? Rabbi Yochanan, the Davke, begin to come Rabbi Yochanan, the Sora Yom in the Chira, and the Shtore, she is Shreif, Noim, Loi, the Chira. Davke la'alto marsha. Vahashta pore shava bin goy lam yom in rab fun lo tayn la harsh so mas is in gakashe an rab yechanin
But how can you say La'alta is good? There's a Xeris and Kosov that every shtar moment has to have a potential of a manyam do yomim rabim. So a shtar moment sheyochel is daif is not yam do yomim rabim. Pimtay malav lo se dom avu v'shtar ish loy. Maish na mein olav eidim. Das man bei Basra, der war Rabbi Loza, goyim und nachosse mich abode, ein der Bestoß, ke der Pesch bekontres. Ab ob ich ein der Olweide, mosch los lob auf nei Eidem, ist es Rabbi Loza, auch sagt, ihr goyim und nachosse mich abode. So we see that Eidem do remember. That Eidem do remember. And it's a kosher, remember that when we see it's a kosher ishtar. You see, the Fakir Rabbi Lozor also is a posel ishtar. Rabbi Lozor says, Man yam di yom rabin, says there is a kosher. Yid ishtar is roi lam di yom rabin. The Gemara says later, according to Rabbi Lozor, shar shtoris, it can be given in the chosem mishabodim, but ishtar. Ay, it's not roi yam, lam di yom rabin. Yishloimet, the shani ain't all of Eidim. Given the kosuv al davo shein yochel azay veidem akirim oilam shtar amos elef neim poim azay v'mishim davo hoyenikar aziv. So Taisvis says as follows. That what the Gemara says later, according to Rabbi Lozo, that you, if was nimsa b'fnei eidem, it's a kosher ishtar, in gavim nechosem ishabodim, I, Rabbi Lozo, holds the feltach l'man yam du yomim rabim. So Taisa says the whole Rabbi Lozo is only speaking about ashtar sheyochel ezayif. So there we depend entirely on the zikonin of the Eidim. So we say it's not l'man yam du yomim rabim. The Eidim are going to forget, according to the second Malach and Taisa, since there were many conditions, they're going to forget pretty soon. So there, Rabbi Lozor says it's apostle ishtar because it's not roi lam yomim rabim. But that what it says later, speaking about ashtar shen yochel is daif. Ashtar shen yochel is daif. The Eidim will zichah remember if it was tampered in any way, they'll be able to chap. Avoloit kosh to the bed yatani beikam a diktushin kosh vale on the yoel or cheres. So there it says klo. Now cheres is a dove shechol is daif. Hamamash Rabbi Lozor v'shtoros dove sheyachol is daif. So what did Rabbi Lozor do with this bereis? He says, and the first kasha teisa says Rabbi Lozor is only speaking about a shtar sheyachol is daif. That's a posel shtar. And they are speaking about a shtar shen yochel is daif. But Taisa says, but here we speak kosvei al acheres, which is also good, according to Rabbi Lozor, ay, it's yochel is daif. Yishloima. Taho de koma hocha avol b'shtoris loy. Hanimili b'shtoris ho'imdim l'raye. That's a shtar ho'imed l'raye. So there the halacha is, that Rabbi Lozor always needs manyam d'yemim rab. So if you want to la'alta bring it, it's also not good. Avos shtar mecher o matone, she'osoy liknes boi lefisho, havi kemoy gite. But a shtar kinyan is not t'nai v'manyam l'yomim rabim. This is the posik that said, according to Rabbi Lozor, that said there's a t'nai, that the shtar has to be roi lamid yomim rabim. That's only by a shtar raya. By a star kinyan, there's no zersa kosov whatsoever.